This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. In the heart of San Francisco's Tenderloin District, amid the crowded corners and occupied stoops, there's an anomaly that'll catch your eye. It's a man in a suit and a fedora clutching a microphone that reads TLTV. A few feet away is his cameraman. This is the duo behind the Mr. Jeffrey Show. KLW's Christina Loring brings us this story.
You won't catch the Mr. Jeffrey Show on any television channel. You'll have to find it on YouTube. But the real magic is what happens live. The host of the show, Jeffrey Greer, walks around the Tenderloin, asking residents about their experience in the neighborhood. His show isn't the typical drive-by reporting you usually hear about this part of town. It's because Mr. Jeffrey is no tourist voyeur.
Not only was I living in the Tenderloin for a long period of time, I was on the street. I was homeless 3 years. You know, I lived here, I slept in the hospitality house, I stood on each one of these corners.
Now that he's on the other side of the addictions that sent him to the curb, he's reporting from what he calls ground zero. There, he doles out questions to get some real talk from people on the street.
There's somebody who can beat my story every single time. There's no competition, trust me. You know, but it's great to talk and interact and even the most degrungent person can look at you and tell that you're genuine. If you are genuine, people can tell. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Mr. Jeffrey here, broadcasting live from Ground Zero, the TL here, the Mr. Jeffrey Show on TLTV. The topic today is the gold rush in the Tenderloin. Every time we turn around, there's a new building, there's a new office, there's new people walking around. But the residents don't always seem to be involved and included in the changes that are taking place. I just happened to see some old faces that I'm familiar with, and I just wanted to get their take on what their thoughts are in the Tenderloin today. This gentleman I worked with for quite a while down in a building, the first CBD office down at 134 Golden Gate. He had his own office. Obviously, things haven't gone his way. But Wilton, what's happened, man? You weren't on the street before. What's going on?
Well, the social services in the city are just abysmal. But the flip side of the story is I've adapted to being homeless. I don't really care anymore about living in these conditions. And my life is online right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wilton Woods. Now, I'm going to tell you, Wilton, what do we say, 4 years ago, Wilton had all of his teeth. He had about 25 more pounds. His hair was looking good. He, as you can tell, was very tech savvy. Wilton was doing really, really well. Well, he was looking good. He looked healthy. And for those people that don't know the radio view, Wilton's teeth were completely rotten out. He's got the familiar meth sores. You know, he's shrunken up to about the size of a noodle. And, you know, he's rambling. But he's still out here. So those are things that happen quite often, is you run into people that you've seen and you know. And they seem to enjoy running into somebody that they see or know, but has gone the other way. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from Ground Zero once again. This is Mr. Jeffrey Show, the TLTV network. We're here on Turk and Hyde, home of the famous Black Hawk Jazz Club. And we got a young man here. And what's your name, sir?
My name's Robert.
Robert. Now, since there's a lot of changes that are happening here,
yeah.
We got the buildings coming up, buildings going down.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're included in this whole change?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
How are you included?
We have to find a way to fit in here. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If we down here, we have to find a way to fit in. We don't destroy where we stay, our own communities.
Uh-huh.
You know, what we do is we build on them. We thrive on them. You know what I mean?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our take for the man on the street. Brother Robert, he said that there is a gold rush here and we need to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Don't separate yourself. Be a part of it.
Yeah. Apply yourself to it.
That was cool. Got a little passion there, didn't it?
There's not a lot of media coverage that comes out of the Tenderloin or on the Tenderloin, really.
No. They'll drive by and do a shoot a story right quick, you know. hubcap blew off the street, blah, 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 hit three people, you know. Guy shot and killed 3 o'clock in the morning in the Tenderloin, you know, that kind of story. But they don't sit down and do a one-on-one interview with people like we were talking to the guy back there. I mean, he's been here 20 years. 20 years. He's not a transient. He is a part of the makeup of the Tenderloin. Well, let me ask you a few questions.
Yeah.
It's basically an online show. All we do is put it up on online. It's Mr. Jeffrey's show. I just, you know, talk to folks and ask them what they
think. I thought you
worked
for the NAACP.
No, man. No, man. You look
like the swag of it. Hey.
Man, I'm trying to sport.
Nah, it's all good. You looking nice.
So what's your name, son?
My name is Rio.
Okay. Rio, you from San Francisco?
Yeah, you can say that. 14 years.
Okay.
Born in Oakland, Bay Area native, you know.
Okay. Yeah. So what you doing, man? You hanging around down here? You look a little young to be holding down a corner like this.
I'm 29. I mean, I'm taking it as a compliment.
Let me ask you something. You've been coming down here about 10 years?
Yeah.
What do you think about the changes that are taking place in the Tenderloin? Good, bad, or what do you think?
I think they should keep some of the establishments they got out here. Maybe make sure that this place is a place that people feel like they can come for a vacation. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I don't think that the people that are out here on permanent vacation should be out here permanently.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying. Like, if you ain't doing nothing with your life, man, why is you in the Tenderloin?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, at that, I guess we'll close our interview session. You know, all sorts of mysterious things happen when you're walking the streets of the Tenderloin. You never know who you're going to run into.
That story was produced by KALW's Christina Loring. Find more about the Mr. Jeffrey Show or Jeffrey Greer's San Francisco Recovery Theater at KALW.org. Click on Cross Currents.